This recording, Serbia 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer to her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her first side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Comparing with this life here, everything is much easier. Like, you don't have that much responsibility for everything, so you just have to take care about your education, and you have more free time. You have more time for a lot of free activities. Here it's just like a math. You know exactly when you have to wake up, you know exactly when you have to go to work. I mean, that's a adult life. The life back home and here, it's much relaxed, because you don't have to spend time that much in trafficking. Here, you spend like an hour at least to go for work and then to come back. And then at the end of the day, you just ended up like just preparing for the next day. Even having coffee, it's just for to go. Like, you don't sit properly having really coffee, even if you just plan your vacation. So you have to go away for 10 days. That's a different story. But the whole routine is just fast. You have to a lot of things to finish. You're more stressed. It's just being an adult here in Canada. You have a lot of opportunity, which I love it. You have to face yourself in the mirror, and you know how strong you are. I love Canada. People appreciate your work. It's a lot of respect. It's a lot of opportunity. You can change your career if you don't like it anymore. You can find a job easy. You can work for minimum wage. You can change your career. And here the government also, you have a lot of things that stand for you. Like, you can apply for a lot of things that can help you. Even, for example, for COVID, like we had a lot of help here. So you have your rights, The only difference between here and back home, here your resume is very important. Back home, it's a little bit different. It's important your degree if you want to like get a job and anything and everything. But at the same time, it's more relaxed.
Čovjek ceo vek žedan traži nešto. Ne nađe to pa digne ruke pregori. A žedan bar hlade nađe, ni to i nema. Sam on uzme posadi drvce čuvate, ako žeđe ono bar lada nađe. Bivali da to i drvce odsečem. Vežem ga za sučku. Bivali.